Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is... This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. TV is over for the day, and it's time for a little radio action here on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. I always give them kudos and give them love. I have a lot of great stations all over the country, in Connecticut, in Long Island, in all over Texas, in Houston, in Corpus Christi, in San Antonio, in Dallas, all over the great state of Texas. But having said that, I'll always have a warm spot in my heart for Las Vegas, my town where I broadcast from. I enjoy this town. I love this town. I love the Strip. It's just become a crap hole. The Strip has become a crap hole. It really has. It's filled with crime and dirt and dirty people and homeless people and bums and drug addicts and drug dealers and murderers and rapists. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the world has changed. The world has changed. I always said for all the years I ever came to Vegas that, you know, there is no crime on the Strip. There can't be crime on the Strip because our entire tourist business depends on the Strip being crime-free. And the police know that, and so nothing happens on the Strip. It's a dangerous town outside the Strip in bad neighborhoods, but not in good neighborhoods, not in Summerlin, not in Henderson, but in neighborhoods around the Strip, always been a lot of crime. But the Strip, nope, nobody, as safe as could be, nobody ever touches you on the Strip. That's what I always said. Not true anymore. Las Vegas, like every other city in America, has all kinds of problems. Every city run by Democrats has all kinds of problems, and the Strip is not safe anymore. But, I mean, obviously it was a one-time thing that somebody, you know, eight people get stabbed during broad daylight. That's not what you expect on the Strip. But you could get robbed, you could get mugged at night, and you could get stabbed at night on the Strip. The Strip is just not safe anymore. And Vegas on the Strip is not safe anymore. In the hotel lobbies, at one point it wasn't safe anymore. Now it's back to being safe in the lobbies. But at one point, in the middle of COVID, I remember there were fist fights with like 20 kids fighting 20 kids, gangbangers from Los Angeles, Compton, fighting each other in the middle of the lobby of the Wynn. And things like that went on every night in every casino. It really changed the demographics. And I, at the time, I remember saying, why is this happening? How could this be happening? I've never seen this in Vegas. I've never seen this low quality of scum on the streets of Las Vegas or in the lobbies of a hotel like the Wynn or the Bellagio ever. And you know what changed? I honestly believe there's been quite a few articles about the fact that all kinds of COVID relief money was stolen and all kinds of like $5 billion worth of, I believe it was EBT EBT cards were stolen in California. $5 billion and billions in COVID relief was stolen. And all that money went to people who are low-life thugs and slugs. And they thought they had a windfall, and they came to Vegas Strip to gamble and hang out for the first time in their lives and see a show with some famous singer, some famous rapper. And it brought the worst element in the world. And then combine that with the fact that for a year and a half of the COVID pandemic, nobody paid rent. All these renters thought they could stiff their landlord. So on one hand, they're getting all this government relief money and all these bailouts, and then all this stolen money, stolen EBT cards, stolen earned income tax credit money. And all of that, and they didn't even pay rent. And now throw in the fact that airlines, to get business back again, were giving flights to Vegas for like $19.99. You know, from Oakland, California, you can come to Vegas for $19.99 each way. And all of a sudden, you got this explosion of the worst group of people that have ever been seen on the Vegas Strip. Horrible, just horrible. And it's better now, much better. It's actually improved a lot because they probably ran through all their COVID relief money and they ran through all their stolen EBT cards. And now they're back staying in their own town. They can't afford to come here anymore. So thank God it's better, but it's certainly not even close to back to where it used to be, because it used to be a law and order town and you were safe on the Strip, and there is tons of violence on the Strip. But the tourists are not like 90% low-class lowlives anymore who don't belong here. So that's the good news, but the low-class lowlife thugs who prey on those tourists have remained. And probably it's because there's lots of homeless people on the Strip, and the homeless people are mugging and robbing the tourists. So just America isn't the same anymore. It's just not. You know, and oh, and I left out one other thing. Defund the police and demoralize police and retirements by police and try to take away the immunity of police. All of that led to the crime, and then the woke DAs and this idea that every criminal now knows in their mind that you could mug somebody and be out on the street 5 minutes after you're arrested. All of that led to what's happened on the Strip and everywhere else in the United States of America. And before someone tells me the Strip is not necessarily a Democrat town because, you know, the Vegas City Council has some Republicans on it, and the mayor, Carolyn Goodman, is basically an independent Republican. She's not an R after her name, but she's pretty conservative, and I like Carolyn Goodman. But you see, she is the mayor of the little tiny area of Vegas around downtown Vegas. She's got nothing to do with the Strip. The Strip's run by the county commission, and the county commission is 100% Democrat. I think there's 9 commissioners, and all 9 are Democrats. So Vegas, that you know as a tourist on the Strip, is run 100% by Democrats, just like Chicago, the crap hole it is run all by Democrats. Detroit, the crap hole it is all by Democrats. New Orleans, the crap hole it is all by Democrats. Newark, all by Democrats. Baltimore, all by Democrats. St. Louis, all by Democrats. Name the crap hole, and it's run by Democrats. And Chris whispered in my ear just now, Dallas. Because, yeah, Texas is red, and all the Dallas suburbs are red, but the inner city of Dallas is run by nothing but Democrats, and they're turning Dallas into a crap hole. Everything's a crap hole run by Democrats, because nothing they believe in works. Nothing. Taxing people that are successful a lot of money does not work. Giving tons of handouts to poor people does not work. Overregulating business does not work. Defunding police does not work. Climate change and green energy do not work. Vaccine mandates do not work. Making people wear masks does not work. Open borders does not work. Name something Democrats do that works. Nothing works. So, any stories I didn't get to? Yeah, more proof the election was stolen. The election company called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Konech or Konech. It looks like Konech, K-O-N-N-E-C-H, Konech. That company illegally stored election data in communist China, American election data in communist China. Now it turns out they contributed all their political cash to Biden and other Democrats. What a surprise. You really don't believe the election was stolen. Here's a company that stored illegally election data of Americans in communist China. So you don't think China had something to do with stealing our election? They stored election data of Americans in China, and the company that did that contributes only to Biden and Democrats. Of course the election was stolen. And then, of course, nothing is bigger in the news than the economy. Nothing is bigger than the economy. Americans suffer the most severe pay cut in 25 years due to inflation. Here's another story. El Arian is a famous guy. He's an asset manager, and he's one of the brilliant chief economists and asset managers. Mohammed El Arian, during an interview with Bloomberg TV, said the economy is starting to go through the windshield. meaning it's turning into a Great Depression. PC, personal computer shipments, plunged 20%, the steepest drop in more than 20 years. So the demand for personal computers dropped 20%. Here's the AAA gas tracker, as in, AAA Automobile. Automobile Association of America. National average climbing towards $4 a gallon again. And here's diesel fuel. Back above $5, gas prices continue to rise as ugly inflation returns. And they show a picture of a gas station in Los Angeles. And they show the, the scoreboard. You know, the big sign that shows you what gas prices cost. And they're all over $7 a gallon. And when diesel goes up, by the way, that kills all the truckers. And then you've got my old pal Stephen Moore, Seven Ways America is Being Destroyed. I want to see what he says. A lot of times I download this stuff and I don't see it or read it until I read it to you. He says, if you wanted to destroy America, the first thing you would do is you would destroy its finances. Well, that's happening. Second thing you would do is destroy its currency. That's happening. Third thing you would do is destroy its energy supply. That's happening. Fourth thing you would do is you would provide money to America's enemies. That's happening. Fifth thing you would do is divide the nation. That's happening. Sixth, you would destroy the stock market and people's life savings. That's happening. Seventh, you would weaponize government agencies by going to imprison or punish your political enemies, and we know that's happening. So, you know, Stephen Moore is just saying what I say every day on this show, 24 hours a day. But the economy is going down like the Hindenburg, and it's really bad. I can't say the stock market's going to crash because it's been crashing for a year now, and it's probably as low as it's going to go. I don't even know if it can go any lower. Everybody's out of it, so now's probably a time to buy. I know my great friend Kip Herridge would say that, but I think the economy has much more to go down, not necessarily the stock market, although you don't know from here. It could be another crash down before it turns around. But the economy on Main Street is dying. And in Europe, back to the old days, Europeans are panic buying firewood and stoves. Panic buying firewood and stoves because they're not going to have any electricity or natural gas to heat their homes this winter. That's what happens when you depend on green energy. Good luck. Bye-bye. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then lift it up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. I'm Mr. Vitamin. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was actually one of President Trump's health advisors. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That's why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body. Change your life. Go to globalhealing.com/war. Globalhealing.com/war. Order now and you'll receive Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free. Plus, you'll get 15% off and a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Globalhealing.com/war.
you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and un...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Great PatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's time to teach corporate America a lesson. If companies go woke, they will go broke. Actually, if companies go broke, we will make them go broke is probably the way I should say it. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. GreatPatriotStore.com. Every product that you're using and buying in your household right now is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. And it's healthier and more environmentally friendly, made by an American company. Everything's made in the USA, and you save a fortune at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep now. Now go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company. GreatPatriotStore.com. So I actually have the exact quote from Tulsi Gabbard here, and I want to read it to you. I didn't read the whole quote. So here it is. I love it. Tulsi, you won me over. I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. I believe in a government that is of and by and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democrat Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government of, by, and for the powerful elite. And I'm calling on my fellow common-sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democrat Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking this country, I invite you to join me, Tulsi Gabbard. So great speech. I couldn't have written a better speech myself. Everything there is something I believe in, which is kind of weird, because I always thought of her as a very liberal Democrat who had libertarian streaks on certain issues that sounded like me. But I didn't think of her as an anti-wokeness, anti-open borders, anti-political correctness, and willing to loudly state that the Democrat Party is anti-white. So proud of you, Tulsi. Good stuff. If you're wondering how bad things are with Democrats, here's a couple of things that prove it. Progressive policing in action. Criminals in the state of Washington, which has experienced a massive spike in crime thanks to radical felon-first policies that have emboldened criminals, thanks to defund the police, thanks to no cash bail, thanks to decriminalize hard drugs. All of these progressive ideas, i.e. communist ideas, are happening in Washington, but now criminals are calling 911 on their cell phones as they flee from police because the state's woke laws prevent officers from pursuing them. I gather once you've called 911, I mean, this is insane. Passed overwhelmingly by the radicals in the state legislature, House Bill 1054 drastically limits the situations in which the state's police officers can engage in pursuit of criminals. Now the law is in place, they're only allowed to engage a fleeing suspect once permission is given by a commanding officer, a rare occurrence thanks to the restrictive nature of the law. So all these laws are made just for criminals. As of this week, it's now being reported criminal suspects are calling 911 as they flee from police in order to report the officers for pursuing them. In one call released by the Redmond Police Department, a man admits he's driving on a suspended license but tells the operator when she asks him if he could pull over, no, he's not going to get me. This restriction on police that prevents them from doing their jobs caused officers in Seattle back in January to stand down when a driver of a stolen vehicle ignored commands to stop and recklessly careened through a tight city block past several officers with their guns drawn. Officers did not have permission to pursue, so the driver sped off. This is what liberals represent. This is what liberalism and progressivism represents. And how about this one? If you're still not satisfied, does anybody out there want their kid Mary to be John? Montgomery County, Maryland schools, public schools, saw a 582% increase in the number of students identifying as gender nonconforming in the past 2 years. This is the latest data. A sevenfold increase from 2019 to 2022 could indicate a massive increase in the number of gender diverse students. Oh, my God, I'm going to puke. Wayne Root has vomited. Luckily, you can't see me. We're not on Lindell TV yet. We're on the radio. Let's take a break so I can clean up the vomit. You liberals make me sick to my stomach.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second day in a row, Russian missiles have hit the power supply in Lviv in western Ukraine. The city's mayor writing on social media that 30% of Lviv is temporarily without electricity, and the water supply for two districts in the city has been interrupted as well. This as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the organization's nuclear planning group will discuss the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons on Thursday.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
Gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average for the price of regular at $3.92 a gallon. That's up a penny from Monday and 12 cents higher than a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thinking about Tulsi Gabbard, the Hawaiian congresswoman who ran for president as a Democrat in that party, in the Biden party, in the Obama party, in the communist radical traitor party, and she just gave a speech that sounded like Wayne Root wrote it. My God, I think she's made a metamorphosis and become a true conservative. But it's so ridiculous that Joe Manchin, a white man, a businessman from West Virginia, where his voters are 70% Republican in the state. And I bring up white man for only one reason, because the Democrat Party hates white people, and Tulsi Gabbard spelled it out. And she's a Hawaiian woman, I assume, of Asian ancestry. She's not a white girl from Hawaii. I believe she's an Asian girl from Hawaii who actually spelled out that white people are hated by the Democrat Party. At that. How come Joe Manchin won't leave the Democrat Party? Because obviously he's a bad guy. And the only reason he's ever on our side is he's holding out for a bigger payoff from the Democrats. But Joe Manchin's not a good guy. He just plays one. Sponsor of this segment of the show is MyPillow. Use the promo code WAR at MyPillow.com to save up to 66%. All their great products. They've got a special this week on bed sheets, and they've got towel sets and mattresses and beach towels and beach blankets and travel pillows and regular My Pillows and My Slippers, which are the most comfortable slippers I've ever used in my life, and the My Pillow dog beds, which is the greatest bed that I've ever had for my dog Bubba. He just loves it. He sleeps all morning. He's fantastic. Thank you, My Pillow. Thank you, Mike Lindell. And you know you're giving money when you buy these products to a great conservative and patriot and Christian, Mike Lindell, who fights stolen elections and fights for America and doesn't care how many companies drop him if he's telling the truth and he's doing what's right, fighting for what's right. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyroot and save up to 66%. Our guest is here, Justin Hart. He's a data analyst, founder of RationalGround.com, and author of the new book, Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Justin Hart, welcome to the Wayne Allyroot Show. How are you?
Oh, wait, great to be with you.
So you're on the right show in the right place, because I don't know if you know me, but my entire last 2 years have been dedicated to fighting lockdowns, fighting masks, fighting vaccines, telling everyone the vaccines are going to kill everybody, and they are, and going to damage people's hearts, and they are, and going to give people strokes, and they are, and would destroy our military and our pilots and our police and our fire and our first responders, and they are. And that's what I do. So I agree with everything you're saying here, that COVID drove the world insane. So tell us about your new book and what went wrong during the last 2 years of COVID, and what are the biggest examples?
Yeah, I'm going to guess that Bubba, you didn't download a template for a mask for Bubba, did you?
No mask for Bubba, no. Bubba never wore a mask. And can you believe it, Justin? He never got COVID despite not wearing a mask. Amazing.
There you go. Well, and that's part of the craziness, just a perfect example. You may think that I'm kidding, but there was actually a template that you could download, and some entrepreneur on Etsy thought, I know what I need to do. I need to start a business for people to mask their pets. That's how crazy we got on this thing. Look, I'm not a healthcare expert. I'm a data guy, and normally I wouldn't insert myself into someone else's domain. But the powers that be by Dr. Fauci and our health overlords seem to have no problem inserting themselves into my life and yours. They closed in my business, my church, my kids' education, my health, my grocery store, my gym. And so, you know, I said, forgive me if I check your math. And we did. We found out it was entirely wrong. And so myself and a bunch of ragtag analysts, activists, moms and dads and experts, we got together and formed Rational Ground. And it basically, over the last 2 years, we've been fighting the good fight. 2020, we were the main team supporting Dr. Atlas pro bono behind the scenes, getting him whatever chart he needed to convince the people around him who didn't want to listen that the narrative and the policies that they had implemented, lockdowns, plexiglass, masks, mandates, were obscene and absurd and weren't changing anything. And the book basically goes through all of the myths that have been just drummed up in the public's mind around what happened with COVID. We destroy them. It's really kind of a guidebook for people that want to go back to their minds and say, I know I was right. Can you help me prove that to myself? And how can I convince my neighbor to take his mask off when he's in his yard alone, right?
Right. I mean, how about driving alone? You know, when people drive by you and they got masks on. And all of this was like a year ago and a year and a half ago and 2 years ago. Guess what? I still, to this moment, and I'm not in New York City, I'm not in L.A., to this moment in Las Vegas, in a conservative area of Vegas called Summerlin, I still occasionally see a jogger go by my street with a mask on. And I still occasionally see people walking in the park behind my home with a mask on. And I still very occasionally see a car go by and someone has a mask and they're the only person in the car. And that's now 2 years later, which is insanity. Is it not, Justin?
It's true. And the pandemic is really a very localized experience. I'm in San Diego and we only just got rid of a lot of our mandates. My kid's swing set at her local park was padlocked for an entire year. I have a daughter. She's away at school. The mandates fly fast and furious there at the universities. And so there are still pockets, even though a lot of places are kind of free and clear, they will rear their ugly head. And the thing is, even as the World Economic Forum addressed just last week, they know that they can get away with this now. And this was a test run. This is something that they're looking for to see how much obedience can we get out of the population and what will it take to get them to eat our bugs, right?
Well, yeah, and I believe, I sincerely believe, Justin, that if Democrats were to win in the midterms, and I don't think they're gonna, I do believe we're headed for a gigantic red wave, even with the rigging. I think we're gonna win at least 40 seats, maybe 50, maybe 60, and we're gonna take back the Senate. So I think it's gonna be a big red wave despite all the stolen election rigging. But if the Democrats were to rig it and win, there's no doubt in my mind, very quickly we'd see lockdowns, national, federal mask mandates, and national, federal vaccine mandates left and right. So, I mean, this is a life or death election, because if Democrats win, they'll treat us like communist China treats their people, and they will lock us down and close non-essential businesses, and they'll start this nonsense all over again. So the only reason I believe it stopped is because elections are coming, and they know how unpopular it is, and that was their only chance to try and maybe to salvage this election, but it's not working because the average person knows they're to blame for all this.
Yeah, I think if there is a red wave, I have it on good authority that the Republicans, both in the House and the Senate, want to have hearings, right? This will be the trial of COVID, maybe the trial of Dr. Fauci, but more importantly, look, we're adults. Politics goes against this. This was political application of what people misinterpreted as science. And so that's fine. We'll deal with that. But when you come after my kids, right, I had some small kids in preschool. The teacher came to us and said, I can't get the kids to learn how to pronounce the letter H through a mask. And now my kids got to go to speech therapy. I mean, there are real, real implications. Just one stat we pull out of the book and we call out. During the spring of 2020, we think we missed about 250,000 potential cases of domestic abuse, child abuse, spousal abuse. Why? Because it's typically wide-eyed administrators and teachers who catch these things. A bruise on the kid's arm, a black eye on mom, something's wrong with dad, right? They catch these things and we missed them. So no one thought to think of the other side of the coin. We're now paying the price for that. Oncologists, Wayne, were the first one to call alarm to Rational Ground and say either COVID has cured cancer or something else has happened altogether, because in March and April and May of 2020, they were diagnosing half as many cancers as they were the previous year. Why? Because people were too scared to go to the hospital. And Dr. Fauci made sure that that fear was paramount everywhere. everywhere. And that cascade of awfulness, just we're still feeling the implications. And so what needs to happen is some type of accountability, but we need to put stuff in place there so that your local health overlord, your county health director who probably failed out of some private practice, can't control your life anymore.
Where do you live, by the way, Justin? Where did your kids go to school that it was so strict?
I'm in San Diego, and it was
very
strict
right
down here. Yeah, yeah. So Southern California.
Yeah, California. Yeah.
And the crazy things, when we run the stats and we look at Florida, we look at California. Florida opened from the spring of 2020. California closed until just a few months ago. The age-adjusted death rate from COVID is exactly the same. And I get it. The kindest interpretation I have is people don't want to face up to the fact that all the sacrifices they made, masks, plexiglass,
were for nothing,
yeah.
Right, and they were. Actually, it was less than nothing because every study I've seen, every honest study around the world that compares countries or counties or cities that were heavy on masks versus no masks versus heavy on mandates versus no mandates versus COVID vaccines, big numbers, big percentage of the population versus almost nobody took them. Guess what? The cities that didn't care about masks or vaccines, much healthier, much less COVID, much fewer deaths. So actually, the masks and the vaccines made it worse. It's not even like it's even, and therefore they didn't have to do it. They made it much worse.
Yeah, in the fall of 2020, my team sent in some samples of kids' masks to a lab to understand what we saw on them. Pneumonia, Lyme disease, cow herpes on these masks, Wayne.
Terrible stuff, and I've seen other studies like that, unless the study might have been from you. I saw a group of parents somewhere in the country sent their masks to a top lab and came up with that conclusion that many of the worst diseases and illnesses in the entire world were on their kids' masks after only one day of playing on a playground. So masks are a disaster. Appreciate everything you're doing, Justin. Justin Hart, who is the founder of RationalGround.com and author of the new book, Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Justin, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks.
God bless you. Keep your kids healthy, man. Wayne Allyn Root. No masks, no vaccines, no lockdowns here. This is Wayne's World. See you in a minute. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and worked to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've
I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Second, I'm so rushing here that I'm trying to get my earphone in time to do this. Otherwise, I'm blind here. I can't hear a thing, and I won't know where we are. So here we go. Okay. That was a funny line, by the way. Can you imagine? You can't get your earplug in, so you're blind. That's kind of funny. But you are flying blind in the radio business without an earplug, without your earphones in, without your IFB. You don't know what time you're in, what time you're out, anything. So Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they're one of my favorite companies. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, sometimes 4. Natural silver mouthwash several times a day, silver gel on my face every single night, especially around my eyes, and silver lozenges all throughout my show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard now, so they're offering our listeners a very special 50% discount on their entire product selection line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. You know, this ad for the last 6 months has said, visit Amio Life and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. So it's a very subtle change. It's the same ad, but they're offering 50% off, ROOT50. 50 to save 50% on all these great products. Give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say Route 50 to save 50% off, 800-422-8148, or AmioLife.com. Route 50 is the code to save 50% on every product. Wow. Talk about beating inflation. So this just came across my wire, and it's a very, very interesting story. A lawsuit alleging the U.S. government censored the opinions of the scientists who wrote the Great Barrington Declaration. That was a group of scientists and doctors who said the COVID vaccine is no good, and the government is trying to kill us, basically. You know, you need to use ivermectin, you need to use hydroxychloroquine, and the masks and the lockdowns and the COVID vaccine mandates are no good. And it illustrates the First Amendment's chief purpose and why the framers of the Constitution did not create an exception for misinformation. According to Jenin Yunus, litigation counsel for the New Civil Liberties Alliance, which is representing the scientists, writing last month for Tablet, an online magazine of Jewish news, ideas, and culture. Thank God. Wow. I'm a Jew, and I'm glad to hear somebody's fighting on the Jewish side for freedom. Yunus said, and against Nazism, Yunus said censorship of wrong think, quote unquote, that's what they call it, misleading wrong think by big tech at the behest of the government is government censorship that violates the First Amendment. According to Yunus, in October 2020, three impeccably credentialed epidemiologists, in other words, three fancy degree doctors who know everything, a professor of medicine at Stanford, a professor of medicine at Harvard, and a professor of epidemiology at Oxford, gathered to publicly summarize their critical views of the emerging COVID-19 government-mandated restrictions. Yunus said the three experts, after conducting their own research, wrote that lockdowns create more harm than good, so did Wayne Root long before them, and I'm not a scientist, and that resources should be devoted to protecting the vulnerable rather than shutting down the entire society. Exactly what I said. By the way, exactly what I said to get me fired from the Las Vegas Review-Journal shows you what numbnuts run the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Are you listening, Las Vegas Review-Journal? Because I know you do. You're numbnuts. You're morons. You're stupid. You're blockheads. You don't know what you're doing. You fired the only guy with the most popular column in the newspaper, you morons. And you did it because I argued for popular things that every right-thinking conservative in America believes in, that every right-thinking, common-sense, middle-class, working-class American believes in, that you never needed masks, you never needed lockdowns, and most importantly, all you ever had to do was protect the most vulnerable and leave everybody else alone to completely live their life the same way they always lived in. And if they get the flu, they get the flu. Who cares? And so they named that statement after the Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the town where they gathered. But that declaration, which called for a robust public scientific debate on the government's correct response to COVID-19, what should the government actually do? There needs to be debate, was thwarted by U.S. government censorship. Doctors Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, enamored of their newfound fame and basking in their self-righteousness, took it upon themselves to suppress debate about the most important subject of the day. And so they try to shut everybody's mouth, and they try to make people like Wayne Root look bad. And so the Attorney General of New York, a vicious witch, a vicious communist witch who ran for office promising to put Trump in jail, tried to silence me on Newsmax TV and tried to get me fired. And then Media Matters, a bunch of vicious liberal scumbag communist traitors funded by George Soros, tried to get me fired and made a phone call to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and the editor panicked, and he fired Wayne Root because he didn't like that in an advertiser that sold silver. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? I wonder if the Las Vegas Review-Journal has any advertisers that should get the whole paper closed down. Because last I checked, when an advertiser offers a newspaper money, the newspaper says, how much? I'll take all of it. They don't ask any questions about whether the advertiser is perfect or wonderful or great. They just take the money. It's called capitalism. And if you don't take the money, you're an idiot and you go out of business. Yet they criticize me for the same thing.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.